Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody, sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
Jodie and Amy here at AIDS 2014 in the Global Village.
Yes.
And you're listening to Absolutely Everybody on Joy 94.9. The time's 18 minutes past midday. And we would like to welcome Kwaku from the African Black Diaspora Global Network. Hello, Kwaku.
Hello, good day.
Hello.
Just a little bit about the network. It's a network of networks based in Toronto, Canada, led by a governing council of 10 organisations in Canada, United States, the Caribbean, United Kingdom, Western Europe and Australia, whose mission is to strengthen global responses to HIV, AIDS epidemics, stigma and discrimination amongst African, Black, Caribbean diaspora people. It's a bit of a mouthful.
I know. You did a great job, though.
I do. I'm good at reading. So, Kwaku, you were saying this is your fifth conference?
Yep. Yeah. My first conference was the Toronto conference in 2006. I was the outreach coordinator for the conference. So, my role was to help increase access and participation of the conference for under-resourced and vulnerable communities. So the conference organizers basically sent me around the globe to promote the conference and help people participate. And then I've gone to everyone since. So 2008 in Mexico City, 2010 in Vienna, 2012 in Washington, and now here in Melbourne.
Yeah, it certainly is an amazing event, and we're very lucky to have it in Melbourne this year.
Yeah.
So just a little bit about you. You're Canadian by birth. Your parents are from Ghana, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And we discussed briefly last night that you started in gerontology.
Yeah.
Which is actually emerging as being linked very much to HIV, with more people growing older.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as people are living longer with the disease, with better treatment and better access to healthcare, now there's this emerging issue of people aging with HIV and how you deal with regular aging health issues that are complicated by, years of ARV treatment. And so I guess, when the epidemic started, people were dying and they didn't really think of a lifetime with HIV.
Mm.
So now you're at a crossroads where you have people who have been on treatment for 20 years, but who have had their HIV specialist, who were not trained in geriatric specialties.
Yeah.
And so as this crossroads is sort of continues to emerge, as people live longer, it's becoming a gap, much like what you guys were discussing earlier in terms of disability. We just see, it's one of the beauties of this conference. You find out how much is happening and how much amazing work is going on, but it also helps to illuminate how much is still needed across so many different issues. So it's both inspiring, but heartbreaking. It's like a bittersweet experience.
Yes.
I don't know if you two have had that.
Yeah, absolutely. You meet some amazing, it's a lovely feeling of inclusion and diversity under one roof, but at the same time, I guess the idea is that we're all together talking about some really heart-wrenching issues. So getting back to the network, the African Black Diaspora Global Network.
Yeah.
Basically, the role of the network is to not track people from Africa who live across the globe, but promote or support, I guess, the destigmatization and social endeavors of people who live in other countries
exactly.
and are living with HIV. Is
that
right?
Yeah, that's right. So I'm sure you've seen here at the conference, there are quite a few global networks that have emerged. So, for example, the Global Forum on Men Who Have Sex with Men. There's an Indigenous Global Working Group. And ABDGN, the African Black Diaspora Global Network, was formed at the 2006 Toronto Conference as a response to, at that time, There were different organizations who were working with Black and African populations in their own respective countries, and they realized that the conference program in Toronto was missing their voices, their issues. And so a bunch of these organizations sort of started to realize, oh, you have an issue with the conference as well in terms of content. Let's build a coalition. And then at that time, in my role as the outreach coordinator, I was aware of these groups. I helped to connect some of them. And the network emerged to sort of help bring the shared disparities that we see globally for African and Black populations to the forefront, to bring it to these global dialogues.
So what are some of the particular issues facing people from African population who don't live in Africa?
Yeah. So it's quite complex, right? Because you have populations. So I'm going to just say a bit about diaspora populations.
Yeah.
And so basically when we talk about the diaspora, we're talking about descendants from the transatlantic slave trade. So that's like the massive forced migration of people from Africa to North America and various stops along the way, in addition to new and recent migrants who come sometimes by choice and leave the continent. And some of the things that we see for migrant populations, oftentimes if they're undocumented or if they don't have status in the country in which they arrive, they can't access healthcare, they can't access treatment, they might, their vulnerabilities to contracting the virus or to spreading it increase. And for people who are diasporic, so they're not new, so someone like me, for example, oftentimes you're dealing with issues of racism, discrimination that impact our abilities to have healthy, safe lives. And so it's this sort of meeting of these two worlds of that there's a migrant experience, there's a diaspora experience, but the shared piece around our cultural backgrounds and histories really impact our vulnerabilities to HIV.
So how do you, to me it sounds like quite a mammoth task,
yes,
to try and track people, yeah, who have moved out and around, yeah, the globe,
yeah,
and probably some of these people are the most marginalized people, you know, as you say, experiencing a lot of different effects of being, yeah, out of, you know, spread out into different environments, and then they have to deal with racism and all the other things, and
right,
possibly disability and
of
all
course
sorts of things. How do you keep track of those people and how do you support them?
Yeah, so what's the beauty of ABDGN is that we have a governing council, as you mentioned earlier, of 10 organizations that are based in different regions around the world. And we call ourselves a network of networks. So we basically help to facilitate regional networks who are on the ground and have links at the grassroots community level. And we, the grassroots informs the regional networks, which inform the global network, which is us. And we try and share the experiences and of those communities and of those regions in global spaces. And we have an e-newsletter that we send out to about 1,800 contacts, and those people are linked to other communities and individuals. And it's really trying to build a network of individuals who can share information, who can help to advocate for the rights to access, to treatment, to care for people from these populations.
Mm. So what are some of the initiatives that the network,
yeah,
would undertake,
so,
or both in the past and in the future, I guess?
Yeah, so one key one that happened in 2011 was the UN political declaration on HIV and AIDS. So that happened in New York, and ABDGN worked for about 4 months lobbying with member state countries. We picked about 17 of them, and we picked countries that had high populations of African or Black diaspora populations in their countries. So Sweden, the EU, Italy, France, the US. And we tried to lobby to get migrant and mobile populations included in the political declaration. And, you know, it was my first time sort of organizing at that level. And it came down to, you know, the length of each sentence had to be, there was all this back and forth, or we're trying to get the right language. But eventually, migrants and mobile populations were included in that political declaration. It was the first time that those populations had been. And, you know, at that time, there were also disability coalitions who were also doing much like we were, advocating to get disability included in the political declaration. It wasn't successful at that time, but really goes to show how important it is to have civil society representatives at the global level who are fighting to be named in these documents. And sometimes, you know, they don't end up translating into actual change, but at least now for African and Black diaspora populations, we have a document that's been signed by UN member states that says our populations are key populations and we matter, and we need to use these documents to try and make try and affect change.
Mm. I think that's one of the things that I've realized over the years, connection and trying to highlight how people can connect is one of the most important things we can do.
Exactly.
Regardless of what the issue is, we all have things that we want to be heard and to be highlighted and put forward and to be seen as important for even a short amount of time is something that we can really do.
Yeah.
To help each other. And I think that's great. And I think that comes through in what you've been saying. You know, connection is the most, one of the most important things. And regardless of where you are in the world or where you've moved to, trying to connect with your culture and where you're from is still a very, very important thing.
And, you know, that's why Joy, you know, 94.9, what in this show, Everybody Matters, like what you guys are doing is you are a part of that story, and it's a beautiful thing. So for those of you who can't see, neither of them are African or Black yet. I am,
really?
Just in case you,
really?
You know, you can't tell. But despite that, you guys are helping to share our story with your, you know, with your viewers or your listenership, and being a part of that movement of information, of helping to strengthen our connections. Now the three of us have a connection that we'll share and we'll build and continue to grow is an amazing thing. So
it is
thank
amazing.
You.
No, yeah. thank you. I think you're right, and it boils down to people, and that's why radio is good actually, because you can't see you know, what we perceive as differences. We're voices coming over and we're all people. So
exactly.
I think and that's what one of the great things about the conference is, as we said before, it's we come together with a fairly sad issue, but there's a real celebration of the diversity of people under this roof.
And if there are, I'm pretty sure there are some media opportunities, or I don't know if you guys have had the chance to meet media from other countries and share about some of your experiences, but I would encourage both of you to also take those opportunities to connect with media from other countries to bring those stories from the countries of origin of people living in Australia that sort of help to promote this idea that we are a global family, that we are connected, and that there are links that we can make and share to help sort of take that story to the next level.
Kawaku, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today.
You too.
And we'll hopefully see you around the conference over the next couple of days, and definitely stay in touch.
Great.
Joy 94.9 at AIDS 2014, the 20th International AIDS Conference. Catch up on interviews, events and breaking news via our dedicated website, aids2014.joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.